Welcome to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. I'm the Codfather. This week I'm going to have a bit of a recap, you know, on some of the bands and artists that have featured on the show over the last 6 months. I've got Nathan in the studio with me again. All right, Nathan.
Bonjour.
So join me as we go and pay homage to bands and artists who play under the radar of mainstream radio.
Bonjour.
And I'd like to thank all the bands who've submitted music to me this week. Thank you very much. You can do so by contacting me by email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. You can send me a tweet at smileradio3 or follow me on Instagram at thecodfatherdj. Right, kicking off the jukebox today, it was my catch of the week in episode 25. A band that known to create rock and roll and tick every box imaginable. This is Gino and the Goons, and She Said No.
It's Friday night, and I'm just as a kite, and I know the mic, give you a call, I want something to do, I come and go with you, and we just might, I have our fill of all, I say baby.
Time Were You. That was four-piece rock band Ming City Rockers. They're from Immingham, just outside Grimsby. They were originally named the Culture Chain, Low Culture, sorry, and they changed it to Ming City Rockers. It was inspired by the Clash song Clash City Rockers. They've been active since 2012. Good start to the show, that, I thought. Really lively. 1 minute 30 something, the first from Gino and the Gums. You know, straight in, bosh. Right, up next we've got 100 Watt Vipers. These are a Codfather favourite. They're a two-piece hard garage blues outfit from Jacksonville. The long-time friends Paul Joseph and DJ Riddick have released three DIY albums, Something Wicked Comes This Way, Cold Sunday Blues and Hellbound Trade Rolling. They continue to support us on the social media, the Instagram and all that. You know, they do keep in touch, so thanks for that, guys. This is Oh Lord, I'm Down. You're listening to the best online alternative jukebox with the Codfather.
Got a
It's a riff fest. That was the fantastic Aussie Hard Rockers Black Aces with Where You Love From. The band actually made 3 UK tours in 18 months and actually stepped up to the plate as special guests on the Choir Boys March 2018 UK tour. And they actually gained a couple of new fans along the way. Myself and Dr. Ains actually saw them at the now defunct Fruit venue in Hull. Really was a top night. This is the Cod Family. You're listening to the best alternative jukebox online. But we're going to move on to another Codfather favourite. Well, they're all favourites, as you know. Knuckle. Deluxe Garage Blues Powerhouse Trio. They're very active at the moment and they're promoting their debut album, Life Is Hard, on your soft inside. Check out their Facebook page. All the details on there where you can purchase it. And you can catch them tomorrow at the Long Division 2019 at Henry Boone's in Wakefield. I don't know quite what time on again. Go on to the Facebook page. They really are worth seeing. And this is a track from their EP. What is it? Strangers and Freaks. I should know because I've got a signed copy of it on vinyl. So there you go. Strangers, but this is My Girlfriend Is a Werewolf. Thanks for helping me out there, Nathan.
Queen bitch. Woo!
Queen Bitch, the Muffinheads. They're an Arlo-based punk trio whose personal interests are beer and muffins. And they've also won awards for the tallest drummer, fluffiest head guitarist, and double-eyed front woman. And they take their musical interests from the likes of Sonic Youth, Nirvana, The Distillers and The Sex Pistols. Next up, we have New Meds, a punk-infused rock band from Hull. They've not been around for long, you know, they're a relatively new band, but they really have made giant strides and have established themselves as Hull's loudest voice on the rock scene. They're very active on the gig scene, you know, so if you do get the opportunity, go and check them out. Their live shows are something else. We had to show them at the Temple of Boom not long ago. And I know they were supposed to be playing at the Counting House last night, but Nick, the singer, is not well. I think he got tonsillitis. So if you're listening, Nick, you know, best of luck and hope you get well soon. Right, what we got next? Get on with it then. What's your problem?
Myself staring at the mirror through bloodshot eyes, blindfolded on and left by my side, no longer a pawn of foolish pride. But somewhere at the back of my mind, I heard a voice that said, pull it from your chest. Pulling
Totally love that. That was 3 Day Millionaires in the Snub. I know they said the Stub, then the Snub. They're a trio from Hull, and they bring their blend of quick to the trigger hardcore punk rock. It's full of adrenaline and a musical maturity for me that comes only with experience. They really are worth viewing. Don't forget to check out the website for previous episodes and reviews of the show and up and coming events. That's the Codfather DJ. com. There is certainly some exciting stuff coming to a venue near you very soon. We know a little bit more about that, don't we, Nathan? So keep checking the website. There'll be dates and times and all the rest of it on there. So go and have a look. Up next, we've got Teeth. That's T-E-E-F. Punchy riffs, punchy drums, fuzzy bluesy vocals. This is the latest release from the Leeds duo called Won't You. That was one of Dr. Ains' favourites, Forever Marching Backwards by Downtuned Rock All Four Piece Battalions. They take their influences from the likes of Sabbath, Quo, St. Vitus and Clutch. Their music is slimy and soulful and not recommended for people with pacemakers. So there you go. You have a little twitch there, weren't you? You was having a go there in the pit. Yeah? Having a go there, weren't you, son?
The pit's back open.
No, the mosh pit is open. Have you officially opened it now?
It is reopened after that one.
We got a bit of a dab on there, a bit of a sweat on.
Oh, aye. As always.
Yeah, there you go. It's good to see you. You know, sounding good.
I'm to hear me.
Yeah. What's, what do you think of this week's...
epic.
Yeah, so it's nice to sort of reflect and look back on bands and artists we've played.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have several different...
We could do this show for hours.
A cod-a-thon.
We'll have to do that one time.
Yeah, we'll need copious amounts of coffee. Right, what we got next? So, a Codfather Catch of the Week, Counting Coins. They're brand of ska, punk, gypsy, hip-hop. The sound refuses to sit still, switching through the genres and back again several times in the same song. So be prepared. So mosh, Nathan, pogo, jig. Can you pogo and jig? Yeah? Can you pogo and jig?
Turn me mic off then. Thought you didn't want me anymore. We'll have a go at pogoing.
Yeah, so we know you can mosh, so you're going to pogo, jig and polka. This is all I need on the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox.
Are empty. Got it. absolutely nothing, but that's all that I need. Puddles through my trainers on the wet concrete. All I need is a pretend for you.
Oh, Nathan, he's a sweaty heap. He's sat there now. He's absolutely... Oh, look at him. He's out of breath there. He's having to sit down after bedding it up in the studio there. Now, that was Bikini Death Race and Have You Ever. They're an Anglo-Italian duo with their brand of electro-clash post-punk. Coming shortly, we do actually have an exclusive interview with Ginger Cat, the vocalist for Bikini Death Race. You can check the website for details. That's the Godfather DJ. com. Right, band I saw last week, coming up now, awesome garage blues duo, the Bonnevilles. Like I say, we saw them last week in Leeds, the Duck and Drake. They absolutely ripped it up. I think they've just finished the tour, I think they're back home in Ireland, so it was great to see you guys. This is the Bonnevilles.
Stone. was a good man, that would be a lie. Mother, a father, look at your son. I pray him for mercy for the things that I've done.
inside me, trapped in all my own insecurities. But now I have the power to defeat the inside of me. It's my time, I got to be assertive. Too many times I let them treat me badly. But now I have the power to defeat the other side of me.
Other Side of Me, that's the latest release from the fantastic Edited People. They're actually supporting the Soap Girls at the Santiago Bar in Leeds, June 29th, I believe. Right, next up, we have My Fake Empire. Female-fronted rock trio. They're from Hull. They fuse 70s punk with 90s grunge. Loud guitars, melodic songs, I've seen them build a solid following and a great live reputation. Went to some last week at Service Station. Fantastic. Recently released... That's the last song. So you're getting ahead of yourself. You see, this is production manager here telling me I've got it wrong. I missed a song out, no. So I say, My Fake Empire, they've recently released their debut EP, and they have actually appeared on BBC Producing. But due to a technical hitch, Nathan is the technical hitch there. We was going to play Potty Mouth Loud, but we can't get it on the system, can we? So we're going with last week's song, Survive. Another show just about wrapped up. A quality playlist as always, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's recap of previous artists and songs. Thank you Nathan for producing the show in a fashion. Dr. Ince for all his unseen work that he does. He does a fantastic job behind the scenes. Smile Radio for putting me on air again, and of course you for tuning in. If you want to catch up with this and all previous episodes, you can do so at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Email me a song, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been The Codfather, you've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And seeing us out this week is Dead Naked Hippies. They're an art rock trio from Leeds. They have a brutal wall of sound, and they top it off with their Luther Jowitt's powerful vocals. This is Drain You. I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.